So let's cover living holy as we're led by the Spirit of the Lord today. There are many things in this world that seem impossible for us to achieve. No matter how hard we try and work, there seems to be no way we can accomplish our dream without some help. Unfortunately, help or support may not come our way, so we feel unsatisfied, we give up, we lose hope, or we blame others. It's a terrible feeling to know that we may never get the chance to become the person we knew we could be. And that's the great thing about God. He created you knowing you needed help. So he sent his son so each one of us can reach the highest level we were created to achieve. There's only one catch. It requires that we follow Christ Jesus to achieve greatness by maturing in God's word. See, as we mature, one thing must be clear. God is holy and there's no sin in him. And if we want to be in his presence and achieve our full potential, then our focus has to be holiness. Not only is God holy, he is a jealous God. And if we continue in sin after coming to know the Lord, if we forsake the Lord, then the Lord will not be with us. He will not be all that we can be. So we must learn what the Lord is saying. That he's forgiven God, but that does not mean he won't punish us for our misdeeds. See, God is holy, and we must seek to worship the Lord because he is holy. Go with me to Psalms chapter 99, verses 8 through 9. See, when we accept the Lord, holiness is far away from us. And then God calls us to come closer, to seek his holiness, so we can achieve the things that God created us to do. Psalms chapter 99, verses 8 through 9 says, O Lord, our God, you answered them. You were to Israel a forgiving God, though you punished their misdeeds. Exalt the Lord, our God. Worship him at his holy mountain, for the Lord, our God, is holy. See, God wants you and I to experience his holiness, for us to be humble so there's no arrogance in us. For the Lord will be exalted by his justice and will show himself holy by his righteousness. See, Satan and his demon knows that God is holy and that Jesus is the Holy One of God. There are evil spirits in this world who knows that how to possess a person and enter into a person, like when the man was possessed that was entered into the synagogue. The man cried out at the top of his voice, asking the Lord, what do you want with me, Jesus? Have you come to destroy me? See, God has called us to live a holy life so we can escape Satan's grasp. It's very important that we see God in a holy way, so it's not easy for us to fall away or fall into Satan's trap. Jesus asked the 12 disciples if they wanted to leave him. See, but they understood that there are no other person, no other place they can turn to. They understood what Jesus spoke brings eternal life and that it was from God and that Jesus is the Holy One of God. The Father raised his Son, Christ Jesus, from the dead so he would not see decay. And in him is the holy and sure blessings of God. In Christ are the very promises that our faith depends on. In Christ is where you and I become what God created us to be. Christ is the Holy One of God. There is no sin in him. See, the Lord is holy. And he is our high priest who meets all our needs. One who is holy, blameless, pure, set apart from sinners, exalted above the heavens. For the Lord is holy. He is the one who was sacrificed for our sins once and for all when he offered up himself, thus allowing us the opportunity to experience God's holiness in our life. See, the Lord is holy. What he opens, no one can shut. And what he shuts, no one can open. And we must seek the holiness of God. Our deeds must show that we are serious about being mature so the door the Lord opens cannot be shut by anyone. So we can achieve what the Lord has created us to be. We must show the Lord that we have kept his word and not denied his name, so God's greatness is in us. See, we need to be like the living creatures who were before God. They never stop saying that the Lord God Almighty is holy. Day and night, the holiness of God has to be before us, in our thoughts and in our plans. See, we need to give glory to God who is holy, thanking the Lord who sits on the throne, who lives forever. God is holy, and we need to fear the Lord and bring glory to his name. Lord, you are holy. All nations will come and worship before you, for your righteous acts have been revealed. Lord Jesus, teach us how to be holy so we can walk in your fullness, so we can be mature and reach the highest level of godliness we can. So have you ever known someone who thought of themselves very highly? Did they really measure up to the standards that they presented themselves with? Did they turn out to be real or fake? See, God is calling us to be holy. Our walk with the Lord needs to be real. And holiness is not something that you and I can fake. See, not only is God the Father, our Lord Christ Jesus, holy, but we've been called into holiness. We've been taught to put off our old self, which was being corrupted by sinful desires, and put on our new self, created to be like God's in true righteousness and holiness. And this is how we become who we should be. It is God's will that we are sanctified and grow in holiness so we can avoid sexual immorality, that we can learn to control our bodies in a way that is holy and honorable, not in passionate lust like those who don't know God. Within us, there needs to be a desire for us to live holy before God. See, the Lord is calling us to become mature and pure, for us to learn how to live a holy life before him. And it starts out by us applying God's word to our lives and by us not rejecting God's way because it conflicts with our lifestyle. Go with me to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 7 through 8. See, only those seeking maturity are willing to change everything so they can be great in the Lord through holiness. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 7 through 8 says, "For God did not call us to be impure, but to live a holy life. Therefore, he who rejects instruction does not reject man, but God, who gives you his Holy Spirit." See, it is God who calls us to live a life holy before him. Not because of anything we've done, but because of his own purpose and grace. And through grace given to Christ, we can enter into holiness with God, for Christ has destroyed death and brought life and immortality so we can walk in the light. And for us to experience what God is offering, we must be willing to cleanse ourselves from that which keeps us unclean and separated from God, so we become an instrument of noble purposes, made holy and useful to the master, prepared for good works. See, living holy is not easy by no means. It requires that we become hospitable, that we be the type of person who loves what is good, who is self-controlled, who live upright, who are holy and disciplined. See, we must be able to hold firmly to God's truth that we've been taught. God's word must be holy to us who believe. And it's through Christ Jesus that we become sons and daughters of God. Through him, salvation is possible for us through suffering. So both the one who makes us holy and those who are made holy are of the same family. For the Lord is not ashamed to call us brothers and sisters. Christ is not ashamed to help us. See, we have to understand what God wants from us. It's not sacrifices and offering God desires, nor is God pleased with it, though it is required. See, God wants you and I to do his will. For it is God's will that we're being made holy through the sacrifice, blood of Christ Jesus. And we have to make every effort to live in peace with all people, to be holy, for without holiness, no one will see the Lord. See, God don't want us to miss the grace he has given us by having bitter roots growing in us that causing trouble and defiling many. God wants us to see and be able to come holy in his sight, to be great in his sight. Living holy is a calling from God. But who would answer the call? See, as obedient children, we cannot conform to the evil desires we did when we lived in ignorance. We've been called into holiness by God, for it is written, "Be holy because I am holy." We're being called to a higher standard of living, so the Lord would make us great. See, we need to work harder, be more faithful, build ourselves up in the most holy faith and pray in the Holy Spirit. We must work to keep ourselves in God's love as we wait on the mercy of the Lord to bring us into eternal life and his holiness with God. So we have to keep our eyes on the promises of God. We must work to purify ourselves from everything that contaminates our body, spirit, perfecting ourselves in holiness out of the grace of God. Living holy is not easy. It may seem almost impossible, but if it was, it was God who called us into this state. We can't be confused about God's calling. what God has chosen for us to become before the creation of the world. For us to be holy and blameless in his sight. For he predestined us to be adopted sons and daughters through Christ Jesus in accordance with his pleasure and will. See, we who are once alienated from God were called and we have been reconciled to the Father through Christ so we can be present and be presented holy in the sight of God without any blemish. Go with me to Colossians chapter 1, verses 21 to 22. See, God is calling us to live a holy life before him, to be free from all that binds us. And we must grow and mature to do this. Colossians chapter 1, verses 21 to 22 says, see, once you was alienated from God and were enemies in your minds because of your evil behavior. But now he has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death to present you holy in his sight, without blemish and free from all accusation. We must mature in our thinking and our walk before God. We are chosen people, holy and dearly loved. So let us clothe ourselves with compassion and kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. We need to be mature in forgiving and mature in showing love to others. We must forgive as the Lord has forgiven us. We must mature. Begin to live a holy life before God, being the best person we can be in Christ Jesus. It will take faith on our part, strengthen our hearts for us to become blameless and holy in the presence of God the Father and our Lord Christ Jesus, so we're able to stand with all God's people. Christ Jesus made the ultimate sacrifice and making a perfect way for us to be made holy. And the Holy Spirit testifies to us that God is entered into a covenant with us through Christ so that he can put the laws into our hearts and write them on our minds so we're able to live in holiness. See, God the Father accepts us as adopted children through Christ Jesus. Just as our human father has disciplined us, how much sure should we submit ourselves to the Father so our spirit can live? And God would discipline us for a little while, but he does it for our good so that we may share in his holiness and do good. See, given the way the world is going, many things are being destroyed because of the sinful desires and hateful spirits. But what kind of person should we be? See, no matter what the world is doing, we have to live holy and godly lives. We have to look forward to the day of Christ Jesus coming and the day of judgment. See, we've been called by God to live a holy life before him through his son, Christ Jesus. For us to become a good person. The sacrifice has been made. Now it's up to us to seek the Lord, to deny ourselves, to start walking in maturity before the Lord, to become holy every step of the way. We cannot mix the world with God's calling into holiness. We've been called to walk spotless and blameless before God. There's a great reward awaiting those who live in such a way that they can take part in the first resurrection. Blessed and holy are those who have part in the first resurrection. See, the second death has no power over them. They will be priests of God and of Christ and reign with him for 1,000 years. God says, fine. Go on with doing wrong. Continue to do the wrong and see how it ends. Keep on doing vile things. But those who are living right, let them continue to live right. Those who are seeking holiness, let them continue to walk holy. Christ Jesus says, my reward is with me. I give it to everyone according to what they have done. God has made a way for us to live a holy life. We must seek a higher walk with God. Glory to God. God made a way. He sent his son into the world so we have a way to live holy before him. Praise the Lord. Christ made the ultimate sacrifice so we can experience the holiness of God and believe. Thank you, Jesus. This world, Lord, this world is keeping us from fulfilling our call into holiness. We love what this world has to offer more than the holiness of God. We feel the call, but we'd rather change God's word than change how we live. We'd rather change what God has spoken than change how we think. See, it's a calling to holiness. It's not a calling in prosperity. It's not a calling into greed. It's not a calling into selfishness. It's not a calling to religion, but into God's holiness. You have to understand what God is calling us into. into maturity through his son Christ Jesus for us to learn to live and walk right and walk holy before God. This is the call. So we're made assured that we can enter in when Christ Jesus comes. We need to seek God, mature in the Lord, begin the journey of learning to walk in God's holiness. We're called to live a holy life before God so we can experience the salvation of our soul. Through Christ Jesus, we become one with God, living a blameless life before him. Do you not see? We not understand what God is offering us? We treat it like God is really offering us things of this world when God is offering us his spirit and his son and heavenly things, spiritual things, things that have not even been revealed. God is saying, I prepare a place for you. For you and I to walk with God, to be with God. But we have to take our walk on this earth seriously. This is a calling, and it's not easy. It takes faith and love and grace and mercy. But we must mature in these things. We must desire to live holy before God and to all our brothers and sisters. No, it's not easy. But this is a call that God has placed in our life. When we heard that voice, when we felt that touch of God touching us and telling us, come closer to me, come unto me. It is a call to holiness. It's a call to live a holy life. We have to see this becoming is more important than anything else we can receive from this world. To learn to walk and mature in holiness of God is the very reason God has reshaped us and recreated us and formed us into the very thing that he called us into. For the Father is holy, and we must become holy. It'll feel like it's something we can't achieve. Lord Jesus, I know, God, I understand that we have to put down everything that's in us to walk this way. We have to give up the things of this world. We have to give up the desires of our heart that's tied and bound to this world for us to start walking in the holiness that you're calling us into. But it is something, God, you said we can achieve through your son, Christ Jesus. Because Jesus is the Holy One of God. And he won't mislead us. He won't forsake us. He won't misguide us into something that you and I can't achieve. So we can have faith in God and faith in Christ Jesus that he's able to lead us to this place of holiness that God is calling us to walk in and make it possible for us to achieve and receive everything that's in it. God is holy. And we must mature into the likeness of Christ Jesus. Becoming like him in every way. Our walk has to be the pattern of Christ. Because Christ is holy, we must walk in that pattern that leads to holiness. So we can achieve everything that God has created for us. And we can achieve all the levels that God has created. So we can climb the highest mountain that God has called us upon. We can achieve greatness in the name of God. Because God has renewed our spirit and placed his spirit upon us that we can achieve holiness through God. And we can live a holy and blameless life before God. Because he called us to a level, a higher standard of living, but it requires that we let go of everything in this world and take hold of Jesus and follow him and follow in his footsteps and listen to his voice and let the Holy Spirit transform our mind to be the mind of God. So we have the Spirit of God upon us and we do the things of God. It leads to holiness, a blameless life before God. Because we don't have evil desires inside of us. We don't have revenge. And we're not trying to attack nobody or pay nobody back. See, we're able to forgive. We're able to have peace. We're able to have mercy in our lives. See, this is the walk God is calling us into. That we can walk blameless in a dying world. It is achievable. But it ain't easy. But God has made it possible through his son, Christ Jesus. So you and I need to latch on to this holy walk that God is calling us into. That his word leads us into. And not change his word. Don't modify it. Apply it. That it would cleanse us and transform us and make us holy before God. Blameless, spotless, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for teaching us about holiness today. May we walk in it. May we apply it. May you come to us and draw closer to us so we can feel your holiness in our life. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for all you do for us. In Jesus' name, amen.